Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reatha Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zuli.
Good morning, Jim Zuli. How are you this fine Monday morning? Jim, are you with me? Jim?
Yes.
There you are. How are you this fine Monday
morning? Good
morning.
Well, here we are. It's our summertime, right, Reatha?
It is. And I have had the wildest weekend you can ever imagine. I got on a plane.
I'm getting used to that.
Well, no, this one was wild even for me. I got on plane on Friday afternoon, came to New York City, landed the plane, turned on my phone. I had all these messages from my manager. You got to come back to L.A. You got to come back to L.A. And it's like, what?
Hey,
I was supposed
cool.
to shoot something on Thursday. They rescheduled it for Saturday. I told them, recast it. I'm not coming back. They said, we can't recast it. You got to come back. Stayed
oh
up
what
all
do you do
night,
in a situation?
Got on the first plane Saturday morning, flew back to L.A., made a 3 o'clock call time in Los Angeles, shooting a wonderful movie. It's called Chronic, and it stars Tim Roth. It's going to be a brilliant film. Shot my scene, went back home, dropped my car, went back to the airport, came back to New York.
Jeez. How do you do that?
I was anticipating something. Got here first thing Sunday morning, and I was here to do a weekend of improv. Went straight to the improv class, had a wonderful day doing improv, had a wonderful night kind of seeing a little bit of New York City, and right after the show this morning, I'm back on a plane to L.A. Now, is that wild or what?
So did you do anything over the weekend?
Yeah. Got
well,
a lot of frequent flyer miles.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Well, this morning my hot topic is that we lost another one, James Garner.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorites. I absolutely love The Rockford Files, love Maverick. He died at age 86 over the weekend. They say he died of natural causes. He was still looking good, even at 86. And
Crazy.
He was found dead in his home on Saturday. And I will just always love James Garner. I love seeing his movies when he played the handsome guy in the early years. And then as he matured, he was the handsome, mature man. And he's done movies like The Great Escape and The Notebook. And
they know him as The Rockford Files. I know him as Maverick. You know, he was always Maverick to me.
Oh, well, you're a dude. And he even came back and played Maverick in the 90s.
The movie.
In the Mel Gibson movie.
Yeah, the father, right. Yep.
Absolutely. Wow. And Murphy's Romance, opposite Sally Field. He's done just a wonderful, wonderful body of work. And he's going to be missed. He's one of the great ones. And everyone says he was a nice guy. I never got to meet him, but everyone says he was a really nice guy.
And that space movie with Clint Eastwood, I remember part of that, right?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we'll miss you, James. And your hot topic for today?
Well, just touching on some of our popular pastimes for baby boomers. Well, say you're retired and you're sitting back in your favorite chair watching your favorite programs, or maybe you're just thinking about it. Now, well, many of us have our work cut out for us with our kids and our grandchildren. We've got our remodeling, a lot of things we didn't count on. And some of our homes still look like the Dick Van Dyke Show home. And thinking now that I'm retired, I'd better find a way to, well, what are our pastimes? And what I'm adding in there is staying in shape. Remember, staying in shape does not have to cost a lot of money. All right, I read a study that baby boomers retire, they spend approximately $11,000 a year on their favorite activities. Well, remember the list I gave you? You had travel, family and friends, hobbies, gardening, fishing, golf, volunteering, reading, and exercise and home renovation. These were some of the top pastimes. Well, remember that you have these pastimes, and I'll cut this short, but some of these pastimes you have to make part of your health life, because you've just got to keep moving, because a lot of us are going to restaurants, that's statistics. A lot of us are sitting and watching TV more, and that doesn't burn calories. So that's my little gist here is, remember, take your pastimes, put a little bit of walking in there, and stay in shape, keep moving. There you go, Ruth.
That is excellent advice, not only for us baby boomers, but for everyone. If you start off keeping moving and exercising and staying healthy, my grandfather used to say, if I had known I was going to live so long, I would have taken better care of myself.
Well, yeah, it doesn't take that much. Just remember to keep moving. Burn up those calories that you take in.
Absolutely. Well, that brings us to our first commercial.
Hi, I'm Rita Gray. I used to have a whole host of skincare products taking up space on my bathroom counter. Now I just use Nerium AD. It has everything I need in one simple treatment. It's reduced the appearance of fine lines, discolorations, and uneven skin texture. So, for information about this fountain of youth in a bottle, go to www.rethagray.nerium.com. That's REAGREY.NERIUM.com. There's even a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Well, we have a very special guest today. His name is Altino Brown. It's a man that you know well, Jim. Altino, are you with us this morning?
Yes, Aretha. I'm here, right here. How are you today? Good morning, Jim. Good morning, Aretha.
Good morning, Altino. It's a pleasure to have you with us this morning. You have quite a history of your own, but today you're actually going to be talking to us about cyberbullying. But
yes.
Tell us a little bit about your company so we can know a little bit about how you know about this Internet stuff.
Well, as everybody won't know, but James and you know that I got with Eric Easy. And about 9 months ago, we made E.J. Jackson's turkey giveaway, and we became fast friends. And just recently, I've been in the business now doing red carpet hosting and helping Easy a lot, and he's helped me a lot. And people over the Internet have been sending bad messages to people I've met who I've become close to. And it's not true. I mean, I had been with these people that day that they posted all this stuff. So I can't believe that, you know, this is going on. That's a form of cyberbullying as far as business goes, you know. But the more serious issue, kids are losing their lives over that. They're actually committing suicide,
yeah.
You know. And that, to me, is more troubling than anything. I happen to have four kids and four grandkids. So for them to grow up in a world like that really, really disturbs me greatly.
I read an article where a girl was going to be a queen, the queen of her, whatever it was, in her high school. She was voted this or that, and then that was going to lead on to her being a something and the head of her business committee, and they didn't accept her because they read some stuff that somebody put on the Internet. You know, she was so devastated by that.
Right.
That's incredible.
And this is the most distressing part of what's going on. People believe what's on the Internet. Okay, some things are believable and some are not. You have to use your discretion. You have to, you know, go after the maliciousness of it as opposed to just, you know, going like being on a witch hunt. But there are a lot of things that just flat out aren't true. And there are no laws or guidelines for it to regulate it.
Well, I know on some of the websites, especially the ones where they do self-reporting, talking about, you know, anybody can get on the site and do a report on any business. Some of them are more reputable, like Yelp, but even on things like Yelp, people can say things that are not true. But I understand that there are ways to refute what people say about you. I know some of them say, if this is not true about you, you can, you know, report back. Do you find that to be effective, or have you heard that to be effective?
Well, Yelp is a more reputable company. There are some companies out there that are not, and they are just, you know, they're totally, you know, illegitimate, so to speak. I mean, they have no credibility, but yet they continue to report it, and people believe it as real. And this is the disheartening part. There needs to be some type of enforcement or at least regulation on how these things are monitored. From what I understand, there is one, you know, it's called the ripoff report, and what it has to do with, you cannot remove anything bad about you unless you go to their attorney, and you must pay their attorney, you know, their fees. You can't use your own attorney, and you can't have anybody. It's completely arbitrary. To me, that's a form of digital extortion.
Yeah, that stuff really, and people, a lot of people in the jealousy category are their competitors, and they're a little bit lacking in the moral standards and the ethics, and they will post negative things about their competitors, and, you know, what we've experienced, they will use fake names, they'll use real names of people that have no idea they're being used, and, you know, it's just amazing, you know, people got to realize that they can get ahead without trying to hurt other people, you know. God's watching.
And the other side of that is people can also put up good things about themselves that aren't true. People, like you said, people can't just assume everything that's on the Internet is true. I've heard people tell me, well, it was on the Internet, so I know it's true. It's like, that's crazy.
Remember the commercial, Aretha, with the French guy?
Exactly.
Says,
yeah.
You remember? Yeah.
Bonjour. Yes, I know.
Yeah, bonjour, yeah.
Well.
Yeah, I mean, it must be true. It was on the Internet.
Right. And everything you see on the Internet is true. Yeah, right. You know, but, I mean, it's actually gone to proportions that I never thought we would see in our lifetime, where people report something on the Internet and then people actually believe it, such as law enforcement, you know? And they come and knock on people's doors, you know, to investigate something that they saw on the Internet, or read on the Internet, or someone tipped them to read about it on the Internet. So, I mean, it's really, really crazy.
And some
that's
of that's
amazing.
Backfiring. When they expend the resources like that and find out that it was a bogus report, and they find out, you know, the person who did it, then they get in trouble. You know, there's situations like that. But I had to mention, Aretha, that I stopped by Altino's house when we were down at an event in Beverly Hills. On the way back, he invited us to stop by. And what a good time we had. He came out with plates full of food and barbecue and met a lot of his neighbors. They're all out. It was just a very, you know, down-home, relaxing, friendly atmosphere. We had a good time. And, you know, I just wanted to thank you for that night, because that was fun. And
the 4th of July you won't soon forget, huh? I mean, the fireworks
were
spectacular.
I'm thinking, wait a minute, these 4th of July's, I thought you had to go to one park to see the 4th of July's, you know, and they were popping out all over the place. It was crazy. But it was fun, you know. I mean, a lot of people were out, like the old days, you know.
Well, sounds like you're quite
the host,
Altino.
Well, I try to
be. His son is, like, if you guys, Valentino's a little guy, and I met his son, and he's, what is he, a football player, right? A linebacker
right.
or something, or I forget.
Yes. Defensive end linebacker, yes.
Defensive linebacker, yeah. Yeah, real nice guy, and going to school and everything. He's, I haven't met your other kids, but he was a real nice guy.
Yeah,
but,
he's the baby of the bunch.
Oh my!
He's the baby.
Yeah, he's the baby. He's the youngest of my four. The other ones are 36, 33, 28, and he's 21.
Oh my goodness! Well, I understand, Altina, that you're also involved with the Easy Way Broadcasting Presents Stop Talent Show and Benefit Concert.
Yes, I am. Once again, you know, I'm stepping up to the plate for this cyberbullying because I've even talked to kids and they, you know, come to me and tell me that on these gaming consoles today that, you know, they're putting each other down, calling each other name, extorting money. I mean, it's just crazy. And not only that, they're taking the gaming out into the street with paintball guns on innocent people with no protection.
Oh, my.
And,
I
so
saw
that
video
event's
like
going
that
to be on September 27th?
Yes, September 27th. You're absolutely correct.
And it's going to be at Busby's East in Los Angeles?
Absolutely.
And it's going to be an all-age talent show. So that means, baby boomers, you are welcome to come and show your talents. But we're talking real talents, right? I mean, we're not talking gong show.
No. You know, what we hope to promote is talented people and get them out there where otherwise they wouldn't normally be able to get into. And, you know, basically our slogan is we do it the easy way, okay? Get out there, put your best foot forward, do what you have to do, make your follow-throughs, keep up with your commitments, and you'll make it. You know, that's just part of being, you know, a talent. I mean, you have to do all these things, you know?
So if they're a talent and they're interested...
He likes promoting people. Yeah, go ahead, Reese.
If they're a talent and they're interested in participating in the talent show, or if they're interested in getting tickets because it is a benefit concert, where would they go?
Well, Easy Way Promotions would be what I would recommend, and download the Easy Way app, okay? Everything that we do is right there on the app. You can follow us. You can listen not only to Baby Boomers, but you'll be able to listen to Easy Ways Radio Show, which is very provocative on Thursdays at 10:30. And everything's there. And the live TV show that we do, the podcast, it's there, and that's on Fridays at 3.
Awesome. And so basically they can get the Easy Way app. They can go to easywaybroadcasting.com. And between the two, they can find out everything that's going on the easy way, right?
That's right. We do it the easy way.
And how, if somebody wants to follow you on Facebook or Twitter or one of those, how could they get in touch with you?
Me, exactly. You go to Facebook and you type three words, cyber, space, media.
All right.
That's the easiest way. The most effective way to see what events are happening. Of course, Alatino Brown is on the page, so all you have to do is click the hyperlinks and you can go directly to my personal page. And if you've been bullied, you know, cyberly or otherwise, please let us know about abuse of any kind. Report it. Don't be afraid, okay? Nobody's going to, you know, you can only keep it up and endure it. We don't want you to endure it. We want you to get over it and past it. Okay.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today. It's been wonderful talking to you, and look forward to seeing you at the talent show.
That's right.
No
Thanks
doubt.
Again, my friend.
No problem, James.
In.
Rita, take care. Love you very much, and have a very God-blessed life.
Thank you so much.
Thank
and that
you
brings
myself,
us to our next commercial.
Easy Way Broadcasting is your connection for all things entertainment and business. Join
only on Blog Talk Radio will you hear the celebrity host of Easy Way Broadcasting. Network owner Eric Easy Zuli treats his 500,000 Twitter followers to insider tips and connections on upcoming shows with the top celebrities and business leaders. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy and tune in 7 days a week to talk with the Easy Way Broadcasting show host at 914-338-1303. Visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com to advertise on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easy Zuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
Well, here we are. You have made up your choice to retire or are seriously thinking about it. Sitting in that chair, is it time? Is it not? Should I go to work? Well, we have covered this topic several times, but I'm asked often about, you know, what are the stats? What's going on here? A Gallup conducted several polls in the early 90s and found that the average retirement age was 57. That's pretty cool. From 2002 to 2012, it went up to 60 years old. In the past several years, has climbed to 62, with many of them are retiring at age 65. Well, that's kind of what I figured. So remember, you got 77 million people were born between 46 and 64. That's a lot of people. The first baby boomer, this is just a little bit of trivia, the first baby boomer was born in 1965 on January 1st. And now there's like 75,858,000 births were registered from 46 to 64. Large group of people. And you figure, American turns 50 every 7 seconds. That's more than 12,500 people every day. Figure, all right, by 2015, well, let's see, scratch this out, the people age 50 or older will represent 45% of the U.S. population. So find products that baby boomers will buy, a lot of people. For baby boomers, one of the most depressing aspects of the Great Recession has been watching their retirement dreams slip away. Instead of inheriting the wealth of their parents, and you know how that goes, that took more than 60 years. You know, figure it's a lot of time that they put together. That's what they accumulated. Boomers can only watch, they say in dismay, as their one-time large sum is depleted by a combination of rising expenses, small yields, and longer lives with higher medical costs. The longer you live, the more medical costs. It makes sense. You would not have thought that 10 years ago, $1 million put in the bank for retirement would generate barely enough income for a modest lifestyle. Forget the cruises and golf vacations, you know, so on and so forth. Aretha, how am I time-wise? I got a little bit more, but if you want to jump in here.
I'll give you another 30 seconds, Jim, to wrap
okay,
it up.
remember, we got our golf vacations, and while their parents worry about running out of money, you know, when I mention golf vacations, this is in their cruises. This is where money was supposed to go, but it's not going there anymore. They figure the parents worry about running out of money if they live in their 80s or 90s. The baby boomers are getting squeezed from the other end, you know, the graduates, the college funds, and so on and so forth. So the point is, take the money you have. Don't take it for granted. Hold on to it. Be careful. Okay, Aretha.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, today on Tech Time, I'm going to talk a little bit about internet scams. I keep coming and going back and forth with this because it seems like every day there's just a new internet scam, there's a new problem. So I'm just going to give you a couple of tips on how to not get viruses on your computer, how to not get scammed. These tips work for both of those situations. So first of all, never click on a link in an unsolicited email or an email that may have come from someone you know, but it looks out of character for that person. We've all gotten one of those emails that says, oh, I'm in London and I'm stranded and they stole my wallet and I need you to send me $2,000 so I can get back. First of all, when's the last time that friend went to London? Never, okay? Don't click on anything. Don't send them $2,000. Call them at home. If they happen to not answer the phone or you don't hear back from them, don't send them any money, especially if it's not someone who would normally do that. Then next of all, never enter personal information on a website that you were transferred to by an unsolicited link or an email. Sometimes we'll click on stuff that'll look really interesting. We accidentally click on some link we're not familiar with, and we go straight to some other website. if it's something that you think it's you really are interested in, say you thought it came from Sears, first of all, look at the address bar. Does it look and like a Sears.com site, or does it say something strange? If you want to go to Sears, just close your browser, open it up again, and then type in Sears.com or Facebook.com or whatever the legitimate site is. That way you know you'll really go to the real site. And believe me, they can make pages that look exactly like the real thing. Your bank, your investment firm, anything they want, they can make it look like that. And they can send you an email with a phony address in it. So be careful. And then never pay with a debit card on a site that is not a nationally known website that you're familiar with. Use PayPal. Set up a PayPal account. They're very trustworthy. They keep your information. They'll take the money out of your bank and act like that holding area so that if it turns out not to be legit, they'll fight your battle for you, and you don't have to worry about your entire debit card being depleted while you try to figure out who's taking the money out. And then last of all, if you receive an official-looking email from a government agency like the IRS or a collection agency or anyone that you don't do business with on a regular basis, do not respond directly to that email. Don't give out any personal information or send them any money. Obtain a verified email address or phone number by going to the legitimate website of that agency. So go to, you know, usgov.com or whatever the legitimate business would be or legitimate agency would be, and then from there obtain a real phone number, a real email address, and deal with them that way. And always report suspicious emails. Go to the real company, and they all have some place where you can report that you received suspicious email. And they'll even tell you whether it's suspicious or not. And you can check out scams on websites like USA.gov, fraud.org, FBI.gov, and many, many other sites. Just Google Internet fraud, and you can find some legitimate sites that you can check it out on. Don't get scammed.
Don't get scammed. And, you know, there's another thing that I noticed. When you're searching and you put in some information, like you say, be careful putting in your phone number when people ask for certain things. Say you're researching antiques and you want to get some information from a certain company, and you put in your information, well, that sometimes will pan out to all kinds of other hashtags or whatever they call it, and then they will get your information. And what I found out is you can get bombarded with phone calls and emails. What do they call them, junk spam emails or something?
Absolutely. Be
Holy
very
smokes.
Careful. And some people
yeah.
just have a special email address that they put in for places that they're not sure of. So when it gets spammed into their email, it goes into that special email address, and they don't even have to worry about it ever. So, yeah, just
Jeez.
Be careful. Be very, very careful. And that brings us up to our last commercial for the day.
Last commercial time, that's right.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easyzuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Life is hard for outloading Easy Way. Life is hard for outloading Easy Way. Life is hard for outloading Easy Way. Life is hard for outloading Easy Way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Azuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday mornings. I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right. Every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
Well, that wraps us up, Jim. I'll see you next Monday morning, or I'll hear you next Monday morning at 10 a.m., hopefully from Los Angeles.
Have a nice, relaxing week. I think you're about due for it.
Absolutely. Bye, everyone.
So long, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zuli. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.